Anyway, I am so excited to bring our next guest because
this is the first time she's calling in from her new job.
We are excited to be with Carla Welsh once again. She is now working with Fitness Magazine, this wonderful publication. There's a hot girl with a bikini on the cover of it, which I like.
As opposed to last month.
Carla, if you have anything to do with the design on the magazines, keep doing the front covers like you're doing them. I like that. It works well.
Sounds good. Well, you'll be excited about the September 1 because there's more girls in bikinis.
Oh, that is.
I knew
you
it.
See that, Carla? You know exactly what Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy like. How are you doing, by the way?
Fantastic.
Are you working out now? Because I know you've had a move. You've moved locations. You've got moved from Iowa. Now you're in the big New York City.
Yes.
Now
it's the same thing.
How? It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's the
same thing.
Have your taste buds been shocked yet? Have you been shocked with the food that you've eaten so far?
Not really. I mean,
what?
There's so many options, though. That's the thing that I love is that, like, Iowa is, I mean, there's good local produce and everything, but New York, it's unlike any other place that you can get whatever you want any time of day.
How's that pizza? Well, tell us about the pizza so far, Carla. Have you tried any?
I've tried some. I know that you guys are way more into the pizza, I think, than I am, so I'm going to have to do some detective work before you come visit.
How are the Brussels sprouts?
Fantastically. You're going to have to try them when you come.
So we're going to have to check. We're going to need a pizza place. And also, make sure, Carla, before we get up there, I want you to experience what a Jewish deli tastes like. Go to Ben's Deli.
Okay.
Are there Jews in Iowa?
Ben's Deli.
There's no Jews in Iowa.
Yeah, there's a couple. They keep them all. They keep them on one ranch. Yeah, there's a ranch there they keep them at. But anyway, I want to talk about this issue and the new issue of Fitness Magazine. Great stuff. A lot of great information and a bunch of different stories. There's a story about how to beat your desk job drain.
Yes. Do you guys – I know you've had the people on from Trek Desk before.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Do you guys have jobs where you sit at your desk a lot?
Yeah. Yes. But, Carl, I got to tell you, I also have a treadmill at my office.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was that?
Very nice.
And we have a treadmill there. And I took a – now, I don't have a Trek desk there. I just took a board, and I have a board that I put across, and I put my laptop as a station the other day.
Wow.
And I got to tell
MacGyver.
You –
MacGyver.
I got to tell you.
How long before the laptop landed on you?
No, it was solid. It's rock solid. It is so awesome. But they recommend you set it at a mile per hour. Right?
Not you, mister. I can do it at three.
No, I got to tell you. When you set your treadmill at 1 mile per hour, you're moving. You're still moving. It's not like you're not moving. You're still moving your legs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the right speed. You may have to take it down to about 0.8, though.
Oh, having some problems at one.
No, if you're gonna correspond, if you're gonna do emails and you're gonna correspond, I think you need to take it down to about 0.8, 0.7 maybe.
What about when you're just looking at the internet?
No, internet you can go probably up to 1.5, even 2. But no,
you've always got the specifics for us.
Well, listen, Carla, but I think that's gonna revolutionize the world. I think that's the future.
Why, did they do an article? You did an article on this? What's happening with that in your magazine?
Yeah.
We did an article on desk job drain, so ways to kind of, like, beat it. We don't have, like, a Trek desk because we've tested that before, but say you don't have one and you're sitting at your desk all day.
Stand up.
Just, like, ways to kind of beat
so what do you do?
Posture or your tiredness and things like that.
So what do you do?
You got to read the article. You can't. It's not going to tell us
some of it.
You can't tell us everything.
We'll give you some tips, definitely. So one of my favorites is, you know, you're hunching over your keyboard all day, or even if you have a cell phone and you're sitting and you're texting, you're having like poor posture all day, so that you're leaning over and your neck is strained. So if you focus on making an L with your index finger and your thumb, and putting your thumb on your sternum and your index finger under your chin. That's about proper alignment. So if your chin is below the tip of your index finger, you need to.
Where's your sternum? I need my anatomy book.
It's like your breastbone. So like right.
You can touch your breastbone to your chin? How big is your hand? What are you, Will Chamberlain?
No, no, no. So like you put
Listen, Carla, the fat guy doesn't. He needs pictures. He needs pictures.
I need someone to demonstrate.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
You're going to have to come here because I just poked my eye. This did not work at all.
So put your thumb, like, in the middle of the top part of your chest, and then just kind of stick your index finger up.
See that? Well, like an L. You're making like an L, right?
Yeah.
See that? Dr. Fitness got it.
Yeah. That's great. Great tip.
Sorry.
No. Now tell us. Is there anything that you can do? Like, I think one of the best things to do is people should first of all throw away their chair in their office, and set up a station to stand. Sitting is awful.
Stand. That's perfect. Or if you even have an exercise ball or something like that, is great.
Right. Something where you have that like an exercise. Right. Exactly. Create a little bit of instability when you're sitting is great too. I think that's wonderful. Good stuff. Yeah. Now, also, there's also the 4th annual Fitness Healthy Food Awards, I noticed, in this particular July issue.
Yes, that is one of our favorite columns, and we always get a ton of positive feedback from readers about that. Did you guys have a chance to look at some of our picks?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Fitness.
We have pizza, chocolate, like frozen foods, yogurts, and all kinds of great things. So you can basically take this with you to the grocery store.
Right, but I've tried all these.
Best pizza?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I'll tell you the sweet potato fries from Alexia.
Yes.
They rock. I have them all the time.
Aren't they awesome?
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really, really good. And the litmus test is my kids, and they actually love them. So those are really good.
What was best pizza?
The pizza was I've never had this pizza. Pacific Natural Foods 5-Brick. Oh, that's right, because it's pepperoni. That's probably why I haven't had this
one. And then there's also a thin crust margarita pizza.
Now that's something I would eat.
New York style, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those things, Lee, I don't know if the pizza ones are for us, because we're real particular about the pizza. We got to save that for the real Fellini's. Yeah. You know, we can't get that frozen. But also Amy's also has – I've had these too. The enchiladas are really good. I've eaten those.
Yes. Amy's has all kinds of
– Amy's makes great stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think Amy's
– she's a real person?
It is a real person.
Have you met her?
I haven't met her, but it's like the daughter of the company owners. They named the company after her.
That's like with Wendy's. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wendy was in my journalism class in college.
No way.
And now, and now you're working with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. That? You couldn't hook up with that.
She's like a franchise owner of Wendy's in Florida.
One? Like she owns
one
franchise?
Owns now. Well, her dad died, so she probably owns all.
Owns everything. Okay, so now but the thing about the Amy stuff is that it's all organic, healthy stuff. It's not like
but it usually tastes. Like that.
I don't know. I think it tastes pretty good. What do you think?
I know, because you've never tasted the real stuff. You only eat healthy things. You have no idea what real stuff tastes like.
Oh, maybe I don't. I don't know.
I think it's delicious for one, but Lee, you might like this column that we did about desserts. Do you enjoy your desserts during the summer?
Yes.
Lee loves them. He's a big ice cream guy. He loves ice cream.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you
got? So when you go, do you get an ice cream soda or do you get a milkshake?
A milkshake? Oh, the way Iowa people say milk?
I totally go with I go with the float.
Yeah, I don't. A milkshake, and it's with an I, milk. Not milk, with an E.
Who said milk?
She did, with her Iowa
accent. You're making fun of Carla with her accent?
I'm trying to help her. I'm trying to help her fit in New York.
The guy from Brooklyn is making fun of the girl from Iowa.
I'm trying to help her.
It's not milk. That reeks of just not being right. I can't believe that. What about you, Carla? What do you like?
That's okay. I can take it. Well, we found out that the ice cream soda is actually a better choice. So if now that I know that, that's definitely going to be the one that I pick. The whole milk that makes the shake thicker, you know, that they mix the ice cream with, adds a lot of calories and saturated fat. So if you're going to pick one of the two, the ice cream soda is the one you should go with.
What's the difference? How do you make
one's made of water and one has milk in it?
No, one's with soda, right? Or no, that's a float. I'm thinking of a float.
It's like an ice cream, like a root beer float kind of thing.
Oh, you seltzer water, right? Once with seltzer, is that right? Yeah. Seltzer water is with the ice cream soda.
Yeah.
Like club soda, and the other one, and a root beer, and a float is with the soda.
Root beer,
right? With root beer or Coca-Cola, you can use with either one of them. Okay, cool. I got that down. Awesome. The thing I love about the magazine is there's lots of cool little blurbs, like a lot of action in the magazine, lots of different things.
I want to supercharge my metabolism. Is there anything in there on that?
Yes, there's so much in there. So glad you asked. Right. Did you know that your metabolism begins to slow as early as your late 20s, which is kind of depressing?
Yeah, welcome to my world. Thank you.
But you can. There's some simple ways that
you can rev it up.
Keep it humming, yeah. So we have tons of great tips in the magazine. There's a whole feature about this. But some of my favorites are lifting weights. If you add 5 pounds of muscle, you can zap about 600 calories an hour during your workout.
Wow.
So just adding the muscle to your frame.
Lee, if you added 30 pounds of muscle, you could
disappear.
You can eat an extra 5,000 calories,
wow,
Lee.
That's worth it. And start bodybuilding or steroids. Do steroids help you build muscle?
Absolutely.
Well, they would, but I don't know if it would be very good for the rest of you.
Yeah,
it's a small price to pay. What else can I do to supercharge my metabolism?
Don't skip meals, even breakfast. So, like, even if you're not hungry, you should have a little something because your body kind of, you know, shuts down when you're asleep. So you have to make sure that you.
I wake up in the middle of the night to eat. Is that good?
No, but
every
also
3 hours.
No, but also the good thing about breakfast is that what they found too is eating a little bit of protein in the morning seems to curb your appetite well, and it seems to not make people overeat later in the day.
Right, which is a great tip because it's good to eat things, you know, a little bit more in the morning than if you
later
plan your calories throughout the day than in the evening.
So. Exactly. Now, what about there's also an article about running your first or your fastest 5K. Or 10K.
Yes, either one, your first or fastest.
How many articles are in this magazine?
There's a ton of them. There's even stuff about what deodorant to pick. What's the best type of they give you a couple of different
Man, no wonder why they hired you. They need a lot of help.
But it's for girls. It's the deodorants for girls. I don't think you can use the same ones for guys.
Can you? Or is that a myth?
I don't know why not, but, I mean, you would smell like a flower or something.
Right, I don't want to say right. Lee likes floral smells, but I don't. So what are some of the tips that they give you in running your fastest 5 or 10K or your
first?
Well,
we have a complete training plan for either beginners or for people who are looking to increase their speed for a 5 or a 10K. And then you can find the half marathon training plan online as well.
Oh,
and then
cool.
We basically walk you through the whole race and the training process. So we have like the stretches that you need to do after you train and then your warm-up that you should do before your race and how exactly you should eat before your race so that your stomach is calm throughout the whole thing.
Nice. Now, Carla, when I went down to South Beach to go meet with the people from Sobe Fit magazine, mm-hmm. The one thing I noticed is that everybody was like super pretty and, you know, everybody was fit and, you know, ripped up. How's everybody over there at Fitness Magazine?
Any fat people?
Is it the same type of environment? A lot of people crazy about fitness over there?
Yeah, it's very fit. And I'm actually working on something right now where I'm arranging for us all to take a few workout classes. So we get to go, like, during the day and try out some of the new trends for writing up in the magazine in the future. So that's a blast.
Have you had to change your workout now being in the city? Are you like doing more stuff outside like at Central Park and checking out new classes and different things?
Yeah, definitely. I've tried several new classes and, you know, it's a great workout just doing all the walking around the city and the stairs from the subway to the street and everything like that. So that's a benefit too that I think I get more activity in just in my normal routine.
Now, the Fat Guy has a new workout plan. We haven't yet released it, but it's one of those things it's a high-intense workout. It's kind of like the P90X on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you go to Central Park by yourself late at night.
Yeah.
And you start yelling, I'm here. I'm over here by myself.
I got lots of cash.
I got lots of money.
Lots
and then you
cash.
Just take off running.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a new type of workout. And we think it's going to pick up
well
in major
urban,
cities.
Urban
environments, it works out really well. Now,
yeah, sounds like it. I've got a new iPod. Come find
me. I have a new iPod. It's just out of the box.
iPhone 4. Where is it?
iPad.
I got two.
Right
I
here.
Got two.
Now, what about? Have you been doing a lot of like biking and stuff?
She's
like,
only been there a couple weeks.
I know, but this is like a whole new world. This is like this has got to be.
She was from Iowa. She wasn't from like the Mojave Desert.
I know, but it's got to be super stimulus. It's got to be like crazy. Like I want to try everything. I know
that's
Carla.
How you would be.
No, I know Carla.
She's
Carla would
got
be
got a good
way.
Head on her shoulders. She's not like you.
You can have a good head on your shoulders and want to try everything, but I don't have a bike here in the city just for space reasons, but I've done spinning.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That sort of counts.
Have you been to that yoga place? What was that yoga place that had the fitness in the yoga store? Remember we went to that place?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Oh, Lululemon.
Yeah, Lululemon, yeah.
Yes, they have, oh my gosh, I'm so obsessed with their clothes.
You're kidding me.
We know the lady at the, what is it, Union
Square. You don't even know
Union
her name.
Square.
You don't even
know her name.
We know the lady. Listen to him. We know the lady. You can't even remember her name.
Carla probably knows her.
I know, that store is dangerous for my wallet.
Is it really? We got to get you.
You don't remember her name either.
Of course not, but I didn't say I did. But we're going to get you hooked up with that store.
Are you near Union Square?
Yeah, I lived by there last summer. Our office is, you know, a little bit ways away, but it's an easy commute there.
Carla, what we want you to do is when you get to Union Square.
She was the hip-hop DVD lady.
Look up in the sky, and you'll notice statues.
Have you seen the statues of the people?
Have you seen the statues yet of the people?
Standing on the edge of the buildings? Is that still
up? No, I didn't see. I've never noticed that before.
I want you to start when you start looking up and notice the statues.
I don't know if it's still there. It was there when we were there a few months ago.
And also, the other thing that I want you to notice is when you look up, notice how many of those water towers there are over buildings.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Those little water towers that sit on top of buildings.
We haven't figured out why they're there.
We don't know why they're there yet. But
I went on a cruise one time that they were like pointing out city sites, and they said that that was just like how they did the water pressure for the like apartment buildings and stuff, is if they put it up on the roof or something.
Sounds kind of shady. I don't know if I believe them.
It's
but
like
anyway,
old buildings.
Yeah, the older buildings. Right. Exactly. Well, the new issue, Fitness Magazine, the July issue. Make sure you check it out. We've just talked with Carla Walsh, who is with Fitness Magazine. She also has a wonderful blog. Check it out at healthfulbitesblog.com. And,
yes, and
great
follow
information.
Follow me on Twitter at Fitness Carla.
At Fitness Carla.
Yes.
Man, Carla, we love always talking to you, and we can't wait to talk to you next month once again. And good luck in New York City. We're going to probably see you up there in October sometime. So get
Sounds
ready.
Perfect.
If you haven't been to Ben's Deli yet, you'll definitely find out what it is. And also, we have a job for you. And the job is we want you to scope out what you think is the best pizza place. Now,
so we can make fun of you when we go there.
No. We got to
figure it's not really the
no,
best.
But we got the best pizza, but what's our – it's not one of those gourmet pizzas. It's like the standing ones, you know, where you walk right
by
up.
By the slice.
And you get it by the slice.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
The gourmet pizza places where like it's like a super
and
duper
you need
fancy
a fork
restaurant.
And a knife.
No, we want like where you walk right up to the place and get a slice.
On wax paper.
Okay.
I'm on the job.
Great, Carla. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, and the website for Fitness Magazine is fitnessmagazine.com. Great. Thank you so much, Carla.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great
day.
You too.
That's
Bye.
Carla Walsh with Fitness Magazine. Check out Fitness Magazine at fitnessmagazine.com or check it on your newsstands every month. We're going to be talking to them every month. They got great stuff in their magazines and great-looking girls on the cover. That never hurts.
It's a bonus.
It's always a bonus. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessthefatguy.com. Check out our books, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program, and our soon-to-be-released 35 Ways How to Raise Active Kids, and lots of great interviews, tons of great interviews. You're not going to believe, when you go to the site, you're going to go,
man,
I can't believe those guys talked to Bethany Frankel last week. I can't believe they talked to Bob Harper. I can't believe they talked to Rocco DiSpirito. I can't believe they talked to Mary Lou Henner.
Jillian Michaels. Kathy Smith.
Denise Austin. Jacqueline. Who else?
What's Barbara Rolls. Brian Wansink.
These are all the leaders in the health and fitness industry that are out there. So make sure you check out our site. Great stuff. And check out our Facebook page. Also check out the Fat Guy at Fat Guy on Twitter and Dr. Fitness 6 as well.